Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in this series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with a perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 46, Settling into a Routine, March 31st, 2008. By this time, we had settled into a pretty comfortable routine of traveling to Little Rock every day for Hannah's radiation treatments. 16 years ago this week was spring break, and our schedule was as follows. Monday, March 24th, 11 o'clock appointment at the Hemont Clinic at Children's Hospital, 3:20 radiation treatment at Carti. Tuesday, March 25th, 1:40 radiation treatment. Wednesday, March 26th, 1:40 radiation treatment. Thursday, March 27th, 9:10 radiation treatment. Friday, March 28th, 10:40 radiation treatment. Yes, I still have my calendar from that year, not necessarily because of what was going on that year, but because I keep my calendars from every year. Don't judge me. Because it was spring break week, Bethany was able to accompany us to several of these appointments, which was a treat for both girls and for me. We tried to have as much fun together as possible on these trips. However, Bethany was still dealing with ongoing health issues of her own, as you can see from this email I sent out on March 31st. There haven't been many updates lately because, thankfully, there has been little to report. We saw Hannah's oncologist again today, as we do every Monday, and he is really pleased with how well she is doing. Every Monday, they will be taking blood to make sure that her blood counts stay up while she is undergoing the radiation and chemotherapy. Please pray that her blood counts will remain where they should be, because if they drop, we may have to stop the treatments for a while in order to let her counts build back up before resuming. We would sure like to get these treatments behind us as soon as we can. Hannah continues to have some queasiness and even occasional dizziness, but so far nothing too bad as far as side effects from the treatments. Bethany, however, is still struggling with low-grade fever, abdominal discomfort, and fatigue. She is having some new irritation in her eyes, possibly a recurrence of pink eye. Our primary care physician in Hot Springs has referred us to Arkansas Children's Hospital, and we will have an appointment there at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Please pray that we can get to the bottom of whatever is making her feel so rotten. I will send out an update if we find out anything for certain tomorrow. Thank you again for all of your prayers, encouragement, and support. We continue to receive daily reminders, cards, emails, gifts, phone calls of God's love through all of you. It means more to us than we can say. God is good all the time. Jill and Brad Sullivan.